Isaiah 6. So the seraphim touched his lips with coal that he got from the altar. And when I think of the altar, I'm thinking about the soul of man. And I'm now wondering, which other altar did he get what he brought to touch his lips to cleanse it?
Okay. The answer is twofold. That thing you're looking at is symbolic. So it's speaking of the cleansing ministry in the presence of God. That as you fellowship with the Lord, as you open up with the Lord, there's a ministry from God that brings a cleansing to you. So it's symbolic. Secondly, it also speaks of the ministering vessels that he has set in the body. The sharper, the cleaner those ministries are, the more life you have coming to you. So that too. So in other words, God will design ministry to minister to you. You know, and so it's in those two dimensions. As you press on in God, of course, you come to God. There's a presence of God. And there's a ministry that comes and touches you. And you know God touched you. You can look at certain things and say, I know God touched me, and so. That is what is symbolic. He's saying that there's a cleansing. Okay? And then we also know there's a cleansing by the blood. Okay? You say, Zechariah 14 says, there is a fountain. Alright? Wherein all sin and uncleanness will be taken. So the blood of Jesus offers all that cleansing. So when you come, he says, if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. You know? So as you are, and that's why we must keep. Now, there's a practical way. One practical way of, I forgot that aspect. One practical way of walking in the Spirit is always have a scripture that you are meditating on. Do you know why? The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. What does that mean? Anywhere the Word of God is, the Spirit of God will follow. So the Spirit of God comes into your soul through the Word of God. You understand? So if you want your mind to be under the influence of the Spirit of God, bring it under this, under the Scripture. Start meditating on the Scripture. You see, the, every other thing is crowded out, and you will see the life of God flowing into you. So the more of the Scriptures you meditate on, the more of the life of God flowing into you. You understand? And as the Word of God comes, it also cleanses you. So you are cleaned by the Word. So the Word is cleaning, the blood is cleaning, and then the Spirit of God is also cleaning you. So it's a continuous growth. So there are three things that bring life and cleansing to you. The Spirit, the Word, and the blood. So, and that is the life of the holy place. You have the lampstand, you have the and then that on that altar, they will apply blood on that altar to sanctify it. So those are the three things, and we must walk in it. Any time you have that is spare, go to the Scriptures. Okay, if you know that you watch television, fine. Practical, give yourself time to go there. When the time is up, sorry, television, bye bye. I must go and bring light into my soul. So there are practical things to do to cut it short. And you must do it. So in the morning, take time out and refresh your mind. When you are driving, listen to them. When you have spare time, you are in a meeting, they are talking all those nonsense, open your Bible and start looking at Scripture. Amen. Keep the mind opened. And as long as your mind is on the Scripture, the life of God will be flowing in. And God will be speaking to you. In fact, you will see the Scriptures begin to open up and break open on their own. So that is the practice. And when you do it, after some time, it becomes your habit. And it will become easier. You know, so it is something that we must do. As soon as we travel, we overcome. Amen. Amen. Sister Noye, is she out? She had a question. Okay, it's in there too. Okay. Any other questions? Egypt is a symbol of the devil. Sorry, Pharaoh is representative of the devil. Egypt is a symbol of the world. Remember, I say our Lord was crucified in Egypt and in Sodom. Okay? So those are the two main spirits. Egypt represents sorcery. And then Sodom represents the sexual whoredoms that you find. And all those two things that are now common. Homosexuality is a religion and a sexual orientation that's approved now for the world. Okay? Now, spiritually, sister, Pharaoh ruled all over Egypt. Spiritually, the devil rules over the realms. He says, the power has been given to me. If you worship me, I will give it to you. For such. So he says, the devil is a god of this world. Now, Pharaoh has a dungeon, has prison house, where he keeps his very important prisoners. He keeps them there. Amen. The devil also has prison house, where he keeps the mind of the people of God. Amen. So the devil has captured the mind of the people of God and has locked it up. So that's why it says the resurrection of Christ is that thou will not leave my soul in hell. The soul is in the regions of darkness by nature, and by nature must change. Okay? So the soul functions in Egypt as a priest of darkness. Why? Because it has a covering of darkness over it. For it to become the bride of Christ, it must not change and put on the nature of light, the garment of light, to become a priest of God, to become the bride of Christ, and to rule with Christ. Do you understand? So, the devil has his principalities, princes, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers over the darkness of this world. There are spirits that are responsible for the anger, the bitterness, the want. All these things are nature. There are spirits that are in charge of them. You understand? And we must overcome them. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So the devil first finds you in your mind, discourages you. I cannot make it. The battle is over. Even before you shoot one gun. But if you are in this room and you make up your mind and say, I will not give up. I will not submit. Then you see that you begin to overcome. So that's why we are taking the battle to the gate, to the mind, where that is the root of the matter. So you must be somebody that is careful about your mind. Because your mind determines the where you will go. Praise the Lord. So there are those princes. I'm sure with time we will be able to get into them. But you look at those two dimensions. Okay. I think we are done with Isaac. We are done with the questions.